after that, and obviously some rest.
So you had played that you were talking before we got on the air here today. There was a game that you had played while at Michigan that was long, not this long, but tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was. We were in my freshman year in 1994. We were out in Providence, Rhode Island. We were playing the University of Maine in the NCAA semifinal game at the Frozen Four, mm-hmm. and that game went into triple overtime too. And I can't remember. I want to say maybe in that 90 to 92 minute. I don't know if that's even right, but triple overtime.
Yeah.
It maybe it was 102 minutes, and we end up losing it to them, and it still stings, Dirk.
I can imagine. And you remember what the score was in that game?
I want to say it was 4-3.
Mm-hmm. And but this game, to have no score through that long of a period of time, made it even more rare, I guess.
I think I saw a stat that said it was the second longest game ever that was 0-0 in college
right?
hockey that got decided by one goal.
Seventh longest game in college hockey history, second longest WCHA game in history, and number one, the longest game in Michigan Tech history. So, just unbelievable. The fans were great. They most of them stuck around for the whole game. A lot of the kids were sleeping in the chairs, and they're showing obviously clips of that on the Jumbotron, which is kind of cool. And just a great game. Jamie Phillips with the shutout gets overlooked a little bit on that game, but ended up with 32 saves, 76 saves for Carmine Guerrero on 77 shots, and as you said, a 163. Attempted shots by the Huskies.
Yeah, I think you got to give both goaltenders credit. Obviously, Carmine Guerrero was lights out for them. About as good a goaltending performance as I've ever seen. I remember Nikolai Habibulin with the old Winnipeg Jets against Detroit in the mid '90s in a playoff game, and I was actually at that game, and that was against Fedorov and Yzerman, and he was phenomenal. But Jamie was outstanding, and Shane Hanna made the play of the game. He boxed out a guy, got a guy's stick on a rebound. Guy had an open net, and if he doesn't get that stick, it's over, and we're feeling a lot different about things.
When I watched the replay of that, it looks like Hanna is not even aware that the puck was there. Is that true, do you think? Because he was kind of toes up and trying to look to take his guy.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing that he boxed out and was looking to pick up a guy who was coming into the area, and then the puck kind of comes into the area with the rebound, but he gets his stick, and I don't – that's a great way to defend, and you always talk about taking sticks and stick on puck and anything around the net. He's got position. If he's turned the other way and it's a battle, he probably can't get the leverage he needs to get his stick.
All right, Billy McCault is in for Coach Pearson. Coach Pearson will be joining us a little bit by telephone, talking to you and answering some questions. We'll chat about Game 2 between the Huskies and Huntsville, actually Game 6 in the whole season. But the Huskies get the sweep on Saturday night. We'll have that in just a moment here on Mix 93.
Butco's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals store-wide. All 2 liters in stock, 4 for $5. All Mountain Dew 20-ouncers only, 2 for $2.22. Don't forget to check out Butco's expanded grocery line and a vast selection of energy drinks. Stay warm and comfy in the dead of winter with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Sold only at your one-stop shop, Butco's, where the party starts in Calumet. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired, and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Assistant Coach Billy McCault is in our studio. For Coach Pearson today, we're talking about the series against the Huntsville Chargers, and we were talking about, Coach, after such a long game like that, almost two full games of play, trying to get recovered and everything, but obviously the big advantage of being at home, you have the crowd, you can sleep in your own bed, and you have a full roster at your disposal to make changes on that Saturday night, and changes you did make. Five different players came in, and really, I thought, jump-started the Huskies in that game.
Well, I think being home ice advantage, it's a huge advantage. Like you said, we can use all of our roster, whereas Alabama-Huntsville, any traveling team in the league playoffs has to submit a 22-man traveling roster. So we're able to make changes. And one of the great things about our team is it is a team from top to bottom. We've got a tremendous amount of depth. We've got guys that maybe aren't playing every night on this team that would be regulars on other teams in Division I college hockey. And they add a lot every day to this team in practice, and they push each other, and they're a competitive group. And I think speaking for all of us as a staff, you know, we have a comfort level in inserting any one of them into the lineup.
Well, it is amazing, and I thought right from the get-go, Blake Hedela, you could tell he was somebody that had more energy than a lot of the guys on the ice.
Yeah, no question. I mean, Blake had chances, you know, probably the most scoring chances in the game for our hockey club, and he came in with a lot of energy and really, you know, really good for him and Tanner to finish it their careers at Tech on home ice with their last home game like that.
We get the power play goal. It's the game-winning goal at the 14:35 mark of the first period. Billy, up until then, the Huskies again came out with all kinds of chances that they didn't score on. Did you feel, though, that one was going to go in before the third overtime on Saturday night?
Well, it's really hard as a goalie to kind of back that up. When you're getting that amount of traffic and pressure at the net, it's sooner or later the dam's going to burst. And, you know, we're getting chances. And, you know, one of the things that we noticed about Guerrero is that he overcommits to the shot, and he pushes off, and he can't come back the other way. So it's kind of the overtime goal. And then the first goal here, you know, it's a shot wide off the near boards, and, you know, Blake's money on the spot and does a great job, makes no mistake, goes upstairs, which I think is really important on a goaltender like Guerrero is, you know, take a little bit extra time. He seals the bottom of the net. So
behind the net for Tanner Carroll. He'll walk, shoots. Oh, and that one almost found the net. Here's a rebound, score! And there he is, Blake Hedela with the goal. Tanner Carroll, his cousin, will get the assist.
Well, nice goal there by Blake Hedela. And like you said, Guerrero was trying to get back over there, and he almost did. And that's why that's so important to go upstairs, right?
It really is. Once these goalies are so good now in college and National Hockey League especially, if you don't put the rebound upstairs or go upstairs, they're just so big, they're so athletic, and they recover so well. So good for Blake. Huge goal for us. Gives us some confidence early. And I think anytime you're playing a team, like, you know, we had a good idea as a staff that, you know, we expected them to trap us, and they did. They wanted to eliminate our transition speed and our odd-numbered rushes, sort of like your team yesterday, Dirk, in the old-timers game against us. But when you have to come from behind like that, it forces you to have to open your game up.
And the Huskies get the goal. Tanner Carroll and Tyler Hainanen get the assist. A power play goal at the 14:35 mark, giving the Huskies a 1-0 lead. Shots in the first period, Billy, 17-3 in favor of the Huskies. Just dominating and really not giving up anything defensively.
Yeah, I mean, when you're not giving up, and, you know, Coach says it all the time. He goes, you know, when you don't give up anything, you're going to give yourself a great chance to win. And I think in our last four or five games, we haven't really given up very much. I think the one goal at Northern, and other than that, Jamie has, it's 287 minutes of shutout hockey. So good for our hockey club. And when you play well defensively, you're going to get the puck back. And that's why we, you know, as coaches, we emphasize that.
All right. We go to the second period. The Huskies get another goal, this one off of the stick of Tanner Carroll. Similar type goal, a power play goal, 4:43, the time of the tally. Tyler Hainanen and Blake Hedela again in on the goal, and it gives Huskies a 2-0 lead.
Here's a shot. This one stopped by Guerrero. In front again. Hainanen with a shot off the post. Another shot.